This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Capitol Hill is emptied out for the month of August. Members of the House of Representatives went home a week ago. President Bush is in Kennebunkport, Maine, and now the Senate is adjourned. In their final week before this break, senators did not accomplish everything they'd set out to do. They failed to reach agreement on a Medicare prescription drug benefit. Both Democrats and Republicans are likely to blame each other for that failure in next fall's midterm elections. Also, the Democratic-controlled but evenly divided Senate could not manage a vote on legislation to create a Homeland Security Department. But senators did finish some significant pieces of business. NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellner, however, is still on Capitol Hill, where he's got a light on in the window. He joins us from the Capitol. David, thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure, Scott.
And help us review what the Senate did accomplish.
I'd say that their most significant accomplishment of this past week was approving what the White House calls Trade Promotion Authority, that is, Fast Track, as it used to be known, which gives the administration the power to negotiate trade deals with other countries, and Congress can say yes or no to them, but it can't change them. This is a power that President Clinton lost about 8 years ago, and ever since then, he and then President Bush have been trying to reinstate that. And I think that Congress has been very nervous about giving it back to the White House. Some of the members of Congress feel that they have been bitten by trade since the NAFTA treaty was passed with Mexico and Canada in 93. And I think that the vote in the Senate, in which more than half of the Democrats voted against this, reflects a certain wariness about voter backlash for having supported more international trade.
The Senate did approve the biggest spending bill ever this week. Not surprisingly, under the circumstances, it was a spending bill for defense.
It was. It was $355 billion for defense, which is most of what President Bush asked for. But there were some strings attached. Congress said that the Pentagon could not close any contracts with U.S. companies that locate their corporate headquarters overseas to avoid paying taxes. There was also a denial of a request from the White House for $10 billion, which President Bush wanted to have complete control over. The Republican-run House also denied him that power. It's a reflection of how jealously Congress guards its powers to hold the purse strings.
Just a week after the House expelled Ohio Democrat James Traficant, the Senate Ethics Committee scolded Senator Robert Torricelli of New Jersey.
It did. It issued a reprimand in which it, in its words, severely admonished Torricelli for his dealings with a businessman named David Chang, who's currently behind bars for having made more than $50,000 worth of illegal contributions to Torricelli's last Senate campaign. Torricelli had accepted gifts from Chang, including a widescreen TV, earrings for his sister and girlfriend, and a couple bronze statues, which he actually displayed in his Senate office. And Torricelli said that he repaid Chang, but the Ethics Committee thought he didn't repay him enough and said that this was not proper behavior. Torricelli apologized for this, but he insists he accepted no gifts. He's up for re-election this fall, and his Republican opponent is sure to make more of this.
And Congress doesn't plan on being back until after Labor Day?
That's right. And when they do get back, the Senate is not expected to deal with prescription drugs anymore, at least for now. That issue is considered all but dead. But there will be a big push in the Senate to get the bill through that would create a new Department of Homeland Security. Right now, though, that bill is hung up on quarreling between Democrats and Republicans over President Bush's desire to be able to waive the job security protections for federal workers who would work in that department. And Democrats say they won't hear of that. So that has to be sorted out, and there are probably going to be big floor fights over that. Also, Democrats would like to have a reform of the rules governing pensions. The House has passed a pension reform bill of its own, but Democrats in the Senate say it is not nearly strong enough. But increasingly, as the Congress moves closer to the November 5th midterm election date, attention is going to be focused on those races, and not much more legislating can be expected after September.
David, thanks very much.
And thank you, Scott.
NPR's congressional correspondent, David Wellner.